Hello, and welcome to week 6 of Lenten Lectio. A.W. Tozer writes this: "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." The passage we are meditating on today will hopefully fill our minds with images of who Jesus is, to help us love him more and to receive the love he has for us. So as we begin our time together today, I invite you to find a place where you are comfortable and free from distractions, where you can be present to God, to yourself, to the scriptures. As we begin, take a couple breaths in and out, in and out. Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you for the scriptures and that you speak to us through them. May you reveal yourself to us today through your Holy Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we are looking at Colossians 1, verses 15 through 20. As you hear this passage for the first time, notice if any words or phrases stick out to your mind. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. As you prepare to hear this passage for a second time, what from this passage calls into question the images you have about God in your mind? Does this passage bring clarity? Does it challenge any presuppositions you have about God? If so, talk to God about those things as you hear this passage again. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Thank you. As we hear this passage for a third and final time today, Paul is clear that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. If you find yourself wondering what God is like, what is his character like, may this be an invitation to get to know Jesus more. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Jesus, we thank you that you have brought peace to us through your life, death, and resurrection. May we carry that peace with us today. In your name we pray. Amen.